In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At the end of this service, more or less, or indeed sooner than that, we have the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And although it's not exactly part of the Reformation settlement, nevertheless, it does fulfill, in some ways, a very early understanding of the position of sacraments in the Anglican understanding of the Christian religion. When he was hauled up in front of his Puritan interrogators, Archbishop Laud, whose feast day we celebrated only a few days ago, said, well, yes, Scripture is wonderful, and Scripture is the word of the Lord, but it's essentially about God. And though we honour the lectern and the pulpit where the word of God is proclaimed and preached and so on, we ought to also honour the altar more, because there God is actually present in the sacrament. Now, he wasn't a Capharnaite. He didn't think that the sacrament became living human tissue and corpuscles of blood and things of that kind. But what he did think was that the sacrament focuses the presence of God. Now, this idea of focusing the presence of God seems to me to be extremely important. The Lord Jesus Christ himself focuses the presence of God in the world as we understand it. And indeed, this is what sacraments do by and large. Even Christians who are baptized focus the presence of God. Priests focus the priesthood of the high priesthood of Christ in their ministry, in what they do and the sacraments they celebrate and so on. And there's been a tendency in modern times to say, well, this focusing really means that, you know, we see God in everyone and so on. Well, we do and we don't. The Christian religion does not believe that human beings and God are the same thing. And the reason in some ways that it doesn't do that is a wonderful one. It's because if we were the same thing, then relationship would cease. You can't really have a loving relationship with yourself, although some people do, of course, for little reason it would seem. What makes other people wonderful is that they're not us. They're not us. We are able to love them and be loved by them because they're not us. They're not the same people as we are. And so, in the Christian religion, God and we are not the same. But at the same time, God is nearer than breathing and closer than hands and feet. And we don't realize that much of the time. And so it's important that this presence should be focused for us. And it is focused for us in Christ himself, who, as somebody once said, was the first sacrament. Christ is the first sacrament. He's the first making present of God in time and space. These sacraments, like most particularly the sacrament of the Eucharist, is the continuing focusing of the presence of Christ in the world. Now, in some ways, that's hard to see. It's hard to see that bread and wine could be the focusing of Christ in the world. But let's not forget that Christ's contemporaries found the very idea that he, a human being, could focus the presence of the eternal, infinite, almighty in the world absolutely impossible. It was ridiculous and it was sacrilegious. But it's at the very heart of the Christian religion that the love and humility of God mean that he wishes, as it were, to be focused for us in such a way that we can perceive him, know him, relate to him, and realize our goal in him. So tonight, as we fall on our knees before the Blessed Sacrament, we are not adoring a bread-en God, but we are recognizing that this bread focuses the presence of God in our midst, a presence which is everywhere. But in some ways, when something is everywhere, it's nowhere. So this presence is focused for us locally, as it were, in a very special kind of way, just as it was focused in the Lord Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago as he walked about in the fields of Palestine. And today, as we fall on our knees before him, so we recognize that the one who is everywhere and unbounded by time and space, out of his goodness, love and humility, has allowed himself to be bound by the presence of the sacraments in order that we may come consciously and lovingly into his presence ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.